I'm just like, oh, I think we could be friends. Put you in the friend bucket. Ah, you cool, but I don't know if you're going to associate bucket. And you going to stay over here. You still got some training to do.
Right. Everybody and one of your little friends.
Have y'all ever had somebody tell y'all to smile? Don't tell me to smile. I don't like that shit.
Who asked me to smile? Don't you ever ask me to smile in your life.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
All right, today we're talking about friends. Navigating friendship as an adult. Like, how do you go about navigating friendships as an adult?
I have my tea back.
Oh, I thought you was pulling him because he's the master friendsman.
Oh, nah. Yeah. I was just like, wait, I had something in my hand. And then I was like, my tea. Okay, sorry. What was the question?
How do you navigate friendship as an adult?
Ooh, how do you navigate friendships as an adult?
I'm treating it like everything else at this moment. I'm just making it up as I go. And if it get weird, sorry. Nah, it's not going to be weird.
That's funny.
But, I'm just making it up as I go. If it feels right to me, I'm going to do it. I have genuine intentions. I remember I told you, when I look at myself, I see a child. Not childish, childlike. So it's a lot of genuine energy, a lot of, what's the word? Innocence.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, I had no idea what you were trying to say.
Right, I don't have a clue.
Zero, not an inkling.
It's a lot of innocence and everything, so. Yeah, I'm just making this friendship rule stuff up as I go.
How about you?
Yeah, similar to him, I had decided one day when I was driving. This is going to sound funny, but I was like, you know, I'm going to just approach the world like I'm everybody's friend. I know everybody's not my friend, but I'm friends with everybody. Until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
So just that level of like, how would I treat my, if this person was actually my friend, how would I treat this person? And operate in that way, because it's a lot better that way. Again, everybody ain't your friend.
Right.
Everybody ain't one of your little friends. And I'm very aware of that. But that doesn't have to stop me from being a good friend to everybody.
Yeah. And I live my life like everybody loves me, because I truly believe everybody loves me. I give that same love back. But I observe, and I move accordingly.
I will say, one thing that's been, like, helping me, something to think about, is just, like, letting conversations be conversations. Like, and not having, I guess not having any expectations from things. So it's like, if we become friends, we become friends organically versus it being like, oh, I just really want to be your friend. And it's like, but, like, you're a nice person. Like, maybe it'll be, like, a thing where I want to get to know you more. But it's like, if this is just a conversation, then that's fine, too. Right?
Yeah.
So, I... Go ahead.
You're still talking.
You go ahead.
You can tell.
I was just going to say that I think that navigating friendships as an adult, I feel like it is... We make it harder than it actually is. Right? Just because we do have to, like, follow up and keep in touch with people and stuff like that. So, I mean, that is a little bit extra. But when we were kids, our parents had to be the ones that followed up and, like, set up the play date.
I don't think our parents was the one that followed up. The kids followed up.
The parents
just wanted to meet the parents so they know where their kids is going.
That's true. Or sometimes the parents set up the play dates to start, depending on how old they were. But you're right.
And a lot of times it was in school. So if I go to school every day,
I see you
I'm
every
following
day.
Up right. every day. 12 o'clock on the playground.
Oh, wow. So it was like a natural follow-up. Now we got to create our own moments to follow up with people.
Yep.
That's interesting. I never thought about it like that. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, as an adult, you have to...
You can put it back because I'm making too much noise.
Chauncey!
I'm making too much noise. So.
Take my tea.
I keep hearing the noises. I'm like, my mic definitely picked this up. So.
But. man.
Blame it on the tea. Something gotten into me.
I think a lot of adult, when you get to adulthood, you're not okay with saying you enjoy hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if you do it, you don't want to be like, this was a great time. We should do this more often. Like, a lot of people don't feel like they can say that, or they should say that. Whatever.
I feel like people say that, but they don't follow up. Like, it's like, we should do this more often. And then it go be years until we meet again and just be like, yeah, I just don't think people follow up. Just the same thing with, like, hey, yo, we got a link. But it's like...
I think women do that. I don't think dudes do that. What? Like, I think dudes' way of being like, hey, I really enjoyed this conversation is we got a link. Like, I'm going to hit you later.
But then the right. link, the other link don't ever happen.
Yeah.
It does sometimes. It'd be rare, though.
But that's what I was saying. I think it's like, it feels weird. Like, as a kid, it's like, if you like hanging out with somebody, it would be like, I like hanging out with you, and that would be the end of it, right? And then you guys would hang out more. But, like, as adults, I feel like we don't do that as much. It's like, if you like hanging out with these people, you make an effort, but it's not like you say, like, I really enjoy having a conversation. We should have more conversations. Like, most times, for most people.
But why not?
Because everybody's too cool.
But, like, nobody's really that cool. Like, I'm really thinking about
He said, speak for yourself. Cool breeze. Right, you feel me?
Forgot who I was talking to.
Suave, debonair.
Smooth. But honestly, like butter, baby.
But when you're making genuine connections, it's not always, like, I'm just cool all the time. Like, when you're making, like, real connections or you actually want to build a friendship with people, it's not, it's like sometimes you're not going to be the cool person in that moment. Like, so why do we always be trying to be super cool all the time or whatever and be like, why not? Why can't we just say it? Like, hey, this was fun. You don't even gotta say, I enjoyed our time together. Like, it's just be like, this was fun.
I'd be extra.
I enjoyed our time together.
Not in no
way. You see, I don't like that sound. That sound like I scared too much. That's what, too cool. So I don't say that. Those words.
What words you just used?
I said, I enjoy spending time with you.
Oh, yeah, not to spend time. Like, never mind, I don't be saying that.
It depends. You see? Dudes don't be doing it.
It's not even that, like, that type of... This is my boy.
Yeah, that's... I don't do it either, so you'll never catch me...
I don't think... Yeah, with the fellas, I'm not gonna be like, send a text like, hey, yo, I've definitely enjoyed...
I'm about to get flamed.
That's weird.
I'm about to be like, boy, if you don't get your soft... I'm like, hold on, I just wanted to say I enjoyed having, like, just hanging out with y'all.
I miss y'all.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't happen like that most of the time.
I'm like, yo, we gotta get up more often. Mm-hmm. It might be one of those.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, I guess, but it's like, y'all could just be like, yeah, this was fun. You don't even gotta say, I enjoyed the time. Like, yo, this was fun.
Yeah, we gotta do this again.
Yeah, run that back.
Or what usually happens is we don't ever say we gotta do this again. We just do it again.
Yeah, that's even better.
Same time. Mm-hmm. Same time next week.
Yep, man, that's it.
That's how you get a basketball schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Then y'all play summer league. With old heads.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. I feel like it's... But in that regard, it's like I feel like we make it a lot more complicated.
I agree. I also think it probably goes back to, like, so I think the difference between when you're a kid and when you're an adult is when you're a kid, this is going to sound weird, but you're okay with being embarrassed in front of other kids. Like, embarrassment doesn't really bother you that much. So, like, if you do something that's, like, not cool in front of another kid when you're a kid, it's just like, where did I trip? And it's like, y'all just keep it moving. Like, y'all are still, you know, I think as an adult, you care way more about what other people are thinking of you as an adult. So, like, if you do decide to be vulnerable or you tripping or you doing whatever it is, like you do something, you talk about something that wasn't your finest moment, you'd be like, dang, I hope they're not judging me, I hope they blah blah. But when you're a kid, you're like, nah, I mean, yeah, yesterday I slapped somebody, and then it'd be like, word,
was the example.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Oh, your childhood is interesting.
My childhood was fun. I didn't slap
people.
I didn't really slap people when I was a kid.
You looking at me.
When I had little hands and stuff, smacking somebody with little hands is crazy.
Listen, when them babies slap you, it'd be hurting. I'm not gonna lie. I've been hit by a baby before. Mm-hmm. What? Them newborns? They be hurting.
And their hands never open.
It don't be open. Like, it be closed fists.
Yeah, because they still getting used to it. They can't, they just... So I can open palm. They don't know the power of the slap.
Yeah,
the open hand.
I'd be like, ow. when did you get so strong? What you was doing, push-ups in the womb? Like, anyways, friendships. Yeah, I think we'd be making it more complicated. I do feel like, I don't know, like, how do we make the process more childlike? Like, how do you get in the mindset of just being like, hey, let's be friends?
I think this is a question for me. Since I'm childlike, I'll take this one.
Why did you whisper the first part?
And the first part is like, we can still hear you. Right? <Mic'd up. laughs> It's
crazy. But I think it's a thing of showing up as you. Like, yeah, just showing up as you. So not trying to say the right thing or trying to do the right thing. A lot of kids go off how they feel. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't. Maybe like, I don't think they always should go off how they feel. But a lot of things, like interactions, it'd be more feeling than like thinking your way through it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel, then I'm a thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the first step. So just actually listening to your feelings.
So first of all, you got to get comfortable with even showing up as yourself and mm-hmm. listening to your feelings. Because you might not even know what you feel in the moment if you're not used to listening to your feelings.
Yeah. I feel like you also have to be okay with approaching people and be okay with being approached. Mm-hmm. So I feel like once you hit a certain age, it's a, at least for me, it was a don't talk to me type of energy.
Vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
But it was like, I wish somebody had talked to me. But just like how I look, it just like, don't talk to me. Like my face was always, don't talk to me. Except if I'm with people that I like and I'll be smiling.
Did you walk around the same way?
With don't talk to me energy? Mm-hmm. No, not really. People was always talking to me. People still talk to me. So I just be chilling. Like I just... Mm-hmm. People like talking to me for some reason. Mm-hmm. I welcome it, you know. Good conversation is my preference, but bad conversation can lead to good conversation. So we'll see what happens.
I think for me, I used to, I don't know if I still do. I don't feel like I still do, but I feel like I used to walk around, same thing with the don't talk to me face. But a lot of times I would do it intentionally, depending on where I was at. So, like, if I'm just walking on the street and I'm by myself, then I'm going to have don't talk to me energy because I don't want nobody to approach me or anything like that. But if if I was out somewhere, I don't know. I had resting bitch face, too. So I just looked like don't talk to me, even though I was fine. But... yeah, so mm-hmm. I used to walk around with the don't talk to me energy. Now I think I'm a lot more open. I'm a lot more open.
You know what's really funny to me? Like, y'all talk about, like, the don't talk to me energy. Anybody that I've ever encountered that has ever had the don't talk to me energy.
They love to be talked to.
That, and I was going to say, they've never had that energy with me. Like, maybe it could just be a me thing where I'm walking around, but, like, I don't assume that, like, if I start talking to somebody that they're not going to want to talk to me, I'd just be like...
Even I wouldn't if, start talking to nobody.
Yeah, well, I know that part, but I'm saying, like, the energy, like, if I would have just, like, met... even when I first met y'all, like, I wasn't... When I saw you, I wasn't thinking, oh, she has resting bitch face. I'm not going to... Let me stay away. It'd be like... Your face would be like, all right, your face is your face. As long as you're not, like... looking at me with disgust, like, you're not looking at me crazy, like, I'd be like, all right, word. And then if you're looking at me crazy, I'm like, is everything okay? You good? Like, I'm not really, that wasn't enough of a deterrent for me personally to not want to have a conversation with somebody.
I feel like I know how to turn that energy up and down. So, like, but, I mean, my face was just my face. I would just be hearing, like, why you look like that? Or have y'all ever had somebody tell y'all to smile?
Men don't get that.
Yeah.
I get, I look sleepy. And I'm like, I am. I'm very tired.
I work 3 jobs.
I know. I've never gotten that. I've gotten keep on smiling. Because I was already, I had just finished smiling. Like,
continue.
She's like,
smile.
No matter what you do, keep smiling. Oh. I was like, word. Okay. Thanks, have a great day.
Because one of my, like, I think this is probably, like, a pet peeve of almost every woman. I can't speak for every woman, but almost every woman is just like, don't tell me to smile. I don't like that shit. It's so annoying. Because it'd be like, if I'm not smiling, my face is kind of serious sometimes. So even when I, like, say, like, I had resting bitch face, like, my face was just regular. Like, I'm just not smiling right now. If I'm not smiling, then I don't always look like the happiest person in the world. Because also that would be weird if I wasn't smiling and my eyes were just like lit up. Like,
you smile with your eyes wide open? I don't think so. So yes, it would be weird if you wasn't smiling and your eyes just wide open. It's like you're on drugs.
But anyways, either way, it's during so the headlights. Freaking annoying. Like,
oh my goodness. Hey, what's wrong? Why are you looking at me like
that? Fix your face. Smile. I want to tell you, if you walk around looking like that, I want to tell you to smile.
I always tell you to smile looking like that. It's like, you look curious. Is everything okay?
But that's a different question.
Pondering about life?
Yeah, maybe.
Like Raven.
I had a vision. But if I'm just walking up the street and like somebody tells me to smile, I'll be like, why? Like, for what? Like, I'm just walking. Like, that don't mean I'm upset. My face just don't got a smile on it. Like, dang.
Gotta be grateful that you can walk. Everybody can walk.
That don't mean I have to smile.
Maybe she's smiling internally.
Inside. Yeah, like, sometimes I'm just, like, in a peaceful state, and I'm not necessarily, like,
walking around like that.
But it's just like, I hate that. If you're a guy out there that be telling women to smile, stop. Stop it. Cut it out.
Friendships.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to be like,
how you make friends.
Yep, as we transition back.
That's not how you make friends.
Got in deep waters right there. Got in smile territory. Woo. He said, who asked me to smile? Don't you ever ask me to smile in your life.
It's just annoying. It's frustrating.
Why so serious?
Mm-hmm. But I might not be serious. I just might not be smiling. I might be the happiest person ever. But that, back to friendships. That's not how you make friends. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, and I was gonna say, and that's when I was talking about the resting bitch face. That's never been a deterrent for me to make friends. Like, if I'm gonna make a friend with you. If we're gonna be friends, right? We're gonna be friends. Like, I'm not really looking at your face. I don't even know where that came from. So like, I was building a friend out of, I don't know, crazy. But make a friend. But yeah, the resting bitch face for me is not, it doesn't mean anything, because like, that just could be your face, like, or you could be going through something, and just be like, what's going on? And most people that have the resting bitch face, once you say something, they go right into smiling. So it's like, word, but how's it going? Hey, okay, wow. That was a transition.
If you tell them to smile, they're not going to smile. Or they're going to smile so that you can get out their face.
Yeah, I had watched a video about fake smiling, but we'll talk about that later. But friendships, you was going to ask something? Cause I can't remember.
I was going to ask, how do y'all go about making friends as adults?
I don't know. I think, right now, I'm just having conversations with people. I'm going to follow up with one person. Well, I told him to follow up with the person's person. Mm-hmm. But, I think my approach now is just not expecting anything from anybody. So, whether that be like friendship or even expecting them to ask me of anything. And I mean, like, if we keep happening to see each other or like we do exchange information, then cool. Like, maybe we'll be friends, maybe we won't. But I think right now I'm just like, enjoying being open to the possibility of friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, how I make friends, I don't go out of my way to make friends. I just know when I'm around people, I'm like, we could be cool. Mm-hmm. Or we're like, it'll just be like how the natural flow of conversation goes. Like, we'll be having conversation about just stuff. And I'll just see, okay, we kind of see the world from the similar
perspective.
Or it might be different, but it might be, I find your perspective interesting, you find my perspective interesting, and then we just kind of meet somewhere in the middle. But most of the time, I'm not going out of my way to make friends. Most of the time, it just kind of happens. And then what usually happens is people usually let me know we're friends before I actually know something. Well, let me rephrase that. I usually know who I'm cool with, but people usually, they'll be way more vulnerable with me before I realize we've gotten there. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I guess we're here now. So if we're here now, yeah, I mean, I'm doing amazing. Thank you for asking. Like, you know, and it's like me going through that process of like, I didn't know we was that close until you showed me we was that close. I was like, well, we joking this to this degree? I didn't know we was at that level yet. And then, so yeah, and then we be friends. Mm. So, yeah, so, I don't really have an issue making friends.
So y'all became friends though by playing basketball.
I don't know. I mean, we played basketball.
Yeah.
And he was good.
Yeah, likewise, so. Yeah. So I was like, I think it just solidified, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I think we was cool, but it was like, cool. Yeah, I think it was, I don't know, basketball is like,
like a rite of passage.
Yeah, and it's like an unspoken language. Like, you can, when you're playing, you don't got to really talk, but it's like, okay, I see where his mind is going based on how he's playing. because some people, you'd be like, what you doing? You wilding. Or you just selfish.
It's like, well, I can't hang out with you. Like, you dribble weird. You double-handed. Is that what it's called? You double dribble?
Double dribbling is double a
dribbling. Oh, why I say
thing.
Double-handed? Where'd that come from?
I don't know what that is. That's from double talk. Dutching? Yeah, I was like, what?
Oh, that yeah, is you double dutching. You mean? Yeah. Okay. Wrong sport.
Hey, yo.
How I make friends. Right now, I'm just in the stage of talking to people. I just be talking to people. Mm-hmm. If we connect, we be connecting. I don't get my number out. I just get my socials out. Mm-hmm. So then.
Thought you were saying your social. Social security. It's about to be like, that is dangerous.
Yeah, just giving out. That's how we know we're friends and we locked in. I know who I gave it to. So if you out here messing around, I'm coming to find you.
But nah, yeah, I'll be giving people my social medias. So, one, you can vet me and see how I am as a person via social media. I can see what you be on, and then I'm a follow up. But I feel like 2025 will be the time where I'm actually out, like meeting people or with the meetup mm-hmm. type of thing. Pause.
Woo! Until you said pause, that wasn't bad. Woo!
I don't get it.
That's crazy. Never mind, I'm not even going to say it again. We're just going to keep moving. Carry on.
Yeah, we're out connecting with people. That just threw me off.
Yeah, we're back.
I'm confused.
All right. So I believe 2025 is going to be the time where I'm actually out. And so I follow up and we might go out and chop it up or whatever. Y'all could go ahead.
He said, my boy dead now. I don't even want to talk about it.
Everybody question.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still confused. I'm going to be honest, but okay.
I was going to ask, is there a certain amount of interactions before you guys feel like you are friends with somebody as an adult? Like, you have to meet with people a certain amount of times, or is it just off the first time?
Yeah, I feel like it's a feeling. Right now, I just be happy that I'm making connections, mm-hmm. that I'm connecting with people, because I'm fine with having associates. Mm-hmm. But I just need a few amazing friends.
You mean acquaintances?
I mean, it's the same.
Is that the same thing?
Pretty much.
Huh. Associates make me think of, like, work.
Yeah, work mm-hmm. friends. I've had those, too. A lot of my adult friends started off being
work friends.
And then I knew we was actually friends because, like, either when I wasn't there, they were like, "Hey, bro, wait, like, let me know when you're not gonna be here, because when you're not here, it's trash." And it'd be like, "Oh, word, I ain't know. Okay, cool." It's like that's a covert way of saying I miss you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, "Oh, word, yeah, the same thing. I feel you. Okay, we here now." Like, but most of my work friends, it'll be like that, or it'll be like 9 times out of 10, my actual work friends, something happens, and then it might be like, I'll look over at some people to see how people are reacting. If somebody else has the same reaction as me, I'll be like, all right, we thinking the exact same thing. Like, he tripping. I'm not, whatever he just said, I'm not doing. I just wanted to see if anybody else was thinking, I'm not doing that. And then we can have a conversation about, and then we just start spiraling from there. In a good way, spiraling. But not other spirals.
Yeah, I think for me, it's a feeling thing. It's not necessarily I need to meet with you this many times in order for me to feel like we're friends. I think it's just like a feeling. And I think more so now, it's just like a feeling like of, okay, I could see us being friends. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of seeing if we actually wind up being friends or not. Because sometimes people are literally just meant to be in your life for that moment. And then you just happen to never see them again, or you see them like 10, 15 years later.
I agree with that. I feel like we have to accept the fact that every friendship or every connection isn't meant to be lifelong.
Yeah.
A lifelong thing.
I'd learned that from my therapist.
Mm-hmm. I'd learned that from just life. It wasn't until this year that I actually accepted, like, it's fine if we're not friends anymore. It's fine if we don't even speak anymore. Mm-hmm. Because regardless how close we was, this relationship, connection, whatever, it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, and it's possible that, like, for some relationships that we're holding on for too long, like, because we don't want to move forward. Like, yeah. We're growing in two separate directions, and, like, we're just trying to hold on to whatever was there, and it's like, just let it go. And if y'all supposed to be friends, y'all still gonna be friends.
Yeah. And I feel it's very rare for most people to grow in the same way over long periods of time, because mm-hmm. people change, and people change at different rates and just at different times in their lives. So I might be on something totally different. I might be on being a family man, and you might be on being a bachelor. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we're in two different kind of areas of our life. So it's like, not to say that you can't be friends with somebody who's on a different time, but like, it sometimes it can be harder for you to do that. So I think that's also another reason why the seasons happens, because everybody's changing, everybody's rapidly transforming. So if you're not changing in the same way, sometimes stuff just falls off. Like, a lot of my relationships that I have, I don't really have people that I don't like anymore, or that we're not friends. Like, there's people I haven't seen in years, and like, when I see them, it's still there just based off of the connection. But there's other people where it's like, I haven't seen you in years, and I have no intention reaching out. We have no intention of hanging out. It's just, I hope you're doing well, and that's it.
Sometimes now I just be like, I don't even know what we would talk about. Like, I mean, of course you would have to talk to them and see, but it's like, I don't know that we even ever had the same interests, like, but I wasn't comfortable fully showing up as myself. So it's like, maybe I was conforming to whatever it was supposed to look like, or how I felt like, you know, I was supposed to show up in the world is what I was thinking to say. But maybe I was doing that, and it's like, we had so much to talk about then because I was showing up in a very particular way that I thought I was supposed to show up. But now that I'm just showing up as me, I'm like, you know, I see why this kind of fizzled out. Like, it makes so much sense to me now. You know, I don't know that we ever had the same moral compass for some stuff, or like, I don't know that we value the same things, or if we ever have, and that's okay. Like, really being like, oh, that's fine though. Like, I don't hate you or nothing. Like, I hope you're doing amazing. But clearly, we wasn't meant to keep growing together. And that's fine. Maybe we'll reconnect in like 10 years. Yeah. Maybe not.
I was going to ask y'all, do you feel like it was easier for you to make friends when you were younger? Or is it easier to make friends now? Because I think to me right now, it feels the same. Like, I just feel like I ignore all of the people that I wasn't really friends with when I was a kid, and then the people that I was really cool with, I was really cool with. But I think it just feels a lot more serious now, or like feels a lot more rare to actually connect with people. So I guess, yeah, the question is, do you feel like it's easier or more challenging to make friends now than it was when you were a kid?
Right now, I feel like it's the same because when I was a kid, I was showing up as myself. And then in between, like you was just saying, I was showing up how I thought I should show up in the world or what was normal or whatever. Now I'm showing up as myself. So people just gravitate to me. And now I'm just like, oh, I think we could be friends. Mm-hmm. Put you in the friend bucket. Mm-hmm. Cool, but I don't know if you're going to associate bucket. Mm-hmm. And you... gonna stay over here, you still got some training to do.
That's crazy. Sound like Breeze's friend program.
Right.
Said the 3 steps to becoming Breeze's friend.
For me, I guess now that I'm really thinking about it, I honestly hadn't thought about this question, I guess, in this way. But I guess it is kind of the same. Because, like, I still have to go outside to make friends. Like, even though there's the internet is very much... I mean, there was the internet when we was kids. They had chat rooms. But, like, I still got to go outside to make friends, right? And I still got to just put myself out there. I feel like, same thing. When we were kids, it was... I think when we were kids, there were more opportunities to do so. Just because the nature of our childhood. But I think now as an adult, you have to create those same opportunities. Like, you gotta be more intentional. I think that's like the real difference. As a kid, you didn't have to be as intentional because of like going to school or playing sports or whatever extracurricular activities or wherever you went with your parents, or sometimes you were friends with your parents' friends' kids. Mm-hmm. So it's like so many more opportunities. So many... opportunities that were presented to you that you didn't have to be intentional about making friends. You just kind of made friends because you were going places that had other kids. I think now it's a thing where as adults, there's number one, so many different age groups. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things to do. There's so much time, but then also like you have to do the adult things and you also have to create the opportunities to be in the spaces to make friends. Not even that you're just going there with the intention to make friends, but it's like, well, I liked playing soccer, so my mom put me in soccer, and my mom would drive me to soccer on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so like I just knew I was going to soccer. Mm-hmm. Those were my friends. Now it's like, okay, I like playing soccer. I need to find a team, right? And I need to find one that I would feel comfortable on, or that works with my work schedule, or that da 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 da. It's just like when we talked about courage and asking for what you want. It's like now as the adult, you have to ask and do. Like you have to do the stuff. I think the intention.
Be do have.
I think the intention. The intention is really what's different from being a child. We didn't have to put as much effort to be in the spaces, and I think now we do.
Intention is important, but I think being open is more important than the intention of making friends. Because for me, it's being open to speak to people, being open to have people speak to you. It's being open to go into these different things. Like, you could be doing stuff because you enjoy doing it, not because you're looking for friends. So if you like soccer and you join the team, I'm not joining a team necessarily for friends. That's just like a icing on the cake. I'm joining the team because I enjoy soccer and I want to play soccer.
But I think the same thing is true for when you're a kid. Like, so I think that even if you say like the openness is the thing, it's like you have to intentionally be open. Because as kids, we don't think about that. Like, we just like, this is my friend Johnny. And it's like... Who's Johnny? Johnny was at the ice cream truck when I was at the ice cream truck, and he got a popsicle, and I got a popsicle, so now we're friends.
Hey, twin.
Like, and I think you have to be still open to those moments, but I think you gotta be intentional about being open to those things. Because at the end of the day, I went to the ice cream truck because I liked ice cream. I wasn't looking for friends. My mom gave me a dollar. I'm ready to get my popsicle. Like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I also think, I'll speak for me when I was younger, the people who I was, I think it's a level of intentionality because, like, I went to my friends' houses. Like, I would ride my bike to my friends' house. Like, I would go, like, hey, I want to go hang out with that person. Like, I want to go play basketball with that person. Like, let's go do some stuff. But it started out from the same similar place that y'all are talking about where I like basketball, he like basketball, let's go play basketball. Like, yeah. I like playing this video game, you like playing this video game. Let's go play, like, it. Last time it was cool, we played at your house, let's go back to your house. So it's like, there was a level of intentionality for some of it, a lot of the other stuff. I think there was a lot more opportunities, I guess, for you to have, make friends with people your age.
Yeah, I would say it's a thing of, I think as a kid, you look for commonalities, mm-hmm. and then seeing how far that goes. Mm-hmm. So if we both like playing basketball, like, oh, yeah, and we both was like, okay, we play basketball together now. We cool basketball-wise, but now, hey, yo, I'm about to go to the mall. You trying to go? Oh, word. Yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. Like you expound on the one commonality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like the thread is like, all right, let's see if we can, we like basketball, let's see if we like some other stuff together. Yeah. And, like, as a kid, we're a lot more willing to, which is kind of funny, but it's like, if we bond over one thing, we're thinking we can bond over everything. It's not until you get older that somebody, your parents might be like, that's not your friend. You're mm-hmm. like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's my friend. And it's like, mom was right. That wasn't your friend. but when you're a kid, you don't have that level of discernment to be able to know this friend is for this occasion, yeah. for this thing. You guys bonded over this. Everything else, you guys have no compatibility, that kind of thing, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but just knowing as an adult, I think we're looking for a lot more levels of, like, mm-hmm. okay. connection.
I used to want, like, the same set of friends for every, I used to want, we here, we like this, mm-hmm. we everywhere, we mm-hmm. we could party together. We could go to church together. Mm. We could go to the beach together. We could go to the streets together. but, like, yeah, I wanted all-purpose friends. That's what
I wanted. All-purose friends, like the
season. Yeah, I ain't necessarily want a certain group of people that I might go party with or another group of people that I do this with. I just wanted my people.
Do you feel like most people want that? Because for me, it was never intentional. I didn't go out looking for different friends for different occasions. I just happened to be in another occasion. And then I would be like, oh, snap, yeah, okay, cool. And then I wouldn't even connect the two that this person is only in these scenarios and this person was in another one. It was just, happened to be in different areas. So it wasn't, and then when I got older, I was like, man, I would love for this group of friends to meet this group of friends just so we can have different conversations. Because I'll be like, oh, this person said this. I was like, dang, you reminded me of when I was talking to Jose the other day. I said, ah, dang, I wish I would have had this conversation. And it's like, I wanted that, but it wasn't. I never actually went into it thinking, like, I wanted different friend groups in different areas. So I don't know if that was something you wanted or if you.
I never really thought about either. I'm going to be honest. I just wanted, I think that, I don't know. I guess I've always wanted friendships that stand the test of time. But I never thought about it being like this friend is for this friend group and this friend is for that. I think that kind of happened just because, like, same thing, like where you were at when you met them, but also mm-hmm. knowing, like, okay, you like this thing, but you don't like this other thing. So, like, let me do this with this other person that I know likes this thing. And yeah, but I never really thought about it, honestly. Just never thought about it. Never crossed my mind.
Yeah. I had a question. This is it's like a side note, but I had this thought. I had this conversation with some of my other friends, so I'll bring it to y'all. I was like, I used to think, what if everybody were friends with in this lifetime? If you believe in past lives and all that stuff, you were just friends with in every lifetime, so you're just getting a chance to meet, like, a new version of the same friends. So, like, how would y'all feel about, like, if you guys were just being friends with the same person, same people, just over and over in different...
I feel like it'll be cool. I think that does happen. And I feel like that's why certain people feel familiar, or you're a lot more comfortable off jump with certain people, because it's like just a familiar feel. I don't know where it's from, why I'm so comfortable with you. Why am I telling you this? But it's just like, I think it's right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. If we're going back to the beginning, kids operate off feeling. If it feel right,
we going to be all right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that same thing. He literally took my answer. I didn't have as much words, but I was going to say, I think that will be cool. Just because at some point when we all go to heaven, right, and we're all in the afterlife, like, we could really sit and reflect. Remember in the 1800s when you had that? Man, you was a wild boy.
He was like, wild man again.
So you was wild then, but hey, you was wilding back in 2005. Right, I remember that.
Don't think we ain't seen you, because I seen you.
This was me, the frog.
I think it would be cool. I really think that it's cool, because then even as you go, like, travel and you travel around the world and stuff like that, and you actually start to meet people and have, like, friends that are in other countries or other cultures and stuff like that. And just thinking about the fact that, like, oh, wow, we've always been friends in this life. You just were in a different country. So Maybe I met you later in life, or maybe I met you earlier, but we just stayed, like, pen pals or something like that. It's just, like, cool to think that you're still going on the journey with people that are supposed to be in your circle, or people that you feel so connected to. It's just like a deeper level of connection.
Yeah, it almost feels like your soul is like, hey, I still want to link with you in the next go round. So, like, whatever you're doing, let's link up. You know. Yeah, shout out Erica. She was ahead of her time.
Word.
Or right on time. So, how you looking?
So I think it'll be like, it would be cool. It's mad fun. I think at one point, if God could just allow us to remember that, I think that would be the funnest thing. Like, if you just had a party with all your friends, and then God was like, hey, remember, y'all know each other from everywhere. And then, like, y'all just really start, like, having conversations about all of the lives.
But then, I was going to say, what if in one of the lives, like you was pissed off, like, yo, hey, yo, you pissed me off in that last life, man.
Thank God.
You still pissed. I'm actually still mad about that in this life.
Say, why you kill me, man?
It's like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, why you kill me in this life?
Why you kill me?
Like, what happened, bro? I thought we was cool. It was like, listen, it got crazy. You pissed me off. You cut me off in traffic. What you want me to do?
I knew you was coming back.
Okay, never mind. I retract my statement. Let's just talk about it in heaven. You still might be mad, but at least you'll be in a safer place.
Man, that's crazy.
One thing I was going to say is go back a little bit about when you were a kid, the age ranges.
Yeah, that's what that's I was going
like,
to say.
You know the age ranges. As an adult,
I don't know.
I mean, but based off the conversation interaction, you could get a gauge of the age ranges. But now I'll be asking people how old they are. Mm-hmm. I'm 31.
Word. I mean, and then also,
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it to you this time. I'm not gonna do it. I was gonna make a joke, but I'm not gonna do it.
Oh. I was also just gonna say that sometimes it's cool having, like, older friends. That's not what I meant. I wasn't talking about you.
He looked at me while he laughed.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't pass that opportunity up. Just, I was like, the first one, I was like, I had to let it slide, but
man, my bad. But even if you have friends that are, like, 10, 15 years older than you, like, when you're a kid, like, that's weird. But when you're an adult and you realize, oh, we're all adults, but if you have, sometimes it's like they become mentors or something like that. But it's just, like, it's just a different experience. And I think as kids, we can be more open because we are around people that are closer to our age. And then when you get older and you're like, oh, well, this person is old, but, like, I work with them and they're cool. like, then it's like, oh, well, I guess I can be friends with you because we are actually all adults. So it's not that we're in the same age range, but we're in the same
age bracket.
Age bracket, yeah. That's, well, not even the same. I can't even, like, what is adulthood? What is stage of, it's not even, it would be a stage of life technically, but I feel like that ain't even the right term.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's actually really cool because when you're younger, you're connecting because you guys are all the same age. But like when you're an adult, now it's not really about your age, it's about who you are
as a person. Yeah.
So I think that's actually kind of cool because it's like I'm connecting with you based on your experience, your perspective, whatever the thing is. But
yeah,
it's a lot more identity based than it is age based or like
age just, or proximity.
Yeah, yeah, because it's now I have to connect with you on who you are as an individual. So like it feels a lot more personal, I guess.
Yeah, because then also you might not even have the same like life experiences as that person because they're older, but you could get insight into a lot of things. Or even if somebody is like slightly younger than you, like it's the dynamics of the conversation are different, but it's also like y'all aren't all doing the same thing because y'all are all the same age. It's like, I'm here because I actually want to be here. So, yeah, I think it's cool.
Do y'all want more adult friendships?
When I was bourbon.
I do.
Had apple before we started.
That man said, bourbon, I don't really want no more new friends.
Confirmation burp.
He said, let me just burp them.
I think that I do. I don't, like, need, like, a million friends. But I think I just want to have, those connections that are based on the who you are of the person and not based on we're around the same age and we're doing the same thing at the same time. But even if it is that case, it's a thing where it's still based off of who you are, right? Like maybe that's how we met because we were around the same age and doing the same thing at the same time, but maybe we become friends or we have the connection because I think you're a dope individual. Like we think, like maybe we think the same or we enjoy some of the same things versus it being like, oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow at school or I'll see you tomorrow at work. So we just happen to, we just gonna be friends because I'm gonna see you tomorrow. You know, what about y'all?
I was gonna say, what was the question one more time?
Do you want more adult?
Want more adult friends? it's not necessarily that I want more adult friends, but I always want to stay open to making connections. Like, yeah, connecting with everybody. If we become friends, that's fine. If we don't become friends, that's fine as well. But I just want to stay open to making a connection, fostering connection. Because life is, let me pick my words wisely. The relationships, life, it's something about life that's very.
He said life.
Something regarding life. Needs a relationship. The relationships,
put them together.
The success and whatever the enjoyment, we could cut this out. Let me get my words together. Something with life and relationships. The relationships do something to your life and make it better or worse. Relationships in life.
Let me just want to make sure. So, the quality of your relationships enhances the quality of your life.
Yep, there we go. That's where we going.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm not a mind reader.
I'm a vibe reader. Come on.
I definitely feel that I'm in a similar way. I'm not looking for adult friendships, but I'm not saying no to adult friendships. So, well, I am saying no to some of y'all. But again, I'm friends with everybody. I'm treating everybody how I would treat my friends. But I'm not going out of my way to look for like adult friends. Most of the time, I just happen to find them organically as I'm going towards the things that I'm going for. And I'll be like, okay, cool. On this road, this was, I'm glad I got a chance to meet this person because this was great.
I was just gonna say, I also like actually wanna, like, I'm looking forward to meeting people, yeah, talking to people, chopping it up. So even though I'll be like, hey, are we gonna link? I wanna link. So I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm doing this. I'm gonna be here. Pull up. Be more than you. More than welcome to pull up. Or yeah, it's this breakfast spot I wanted to check out. You should come. Mm-hmm. Come join me.
Get some brekkie.
Brekkie in conversation.
I was just gonna say that I'm not going out of my way to make the friendships, but I'm just intentionally gonna put myself in spaces like that I enjoy. And if I meet people, I meet people, and if I don't, I don't. Like, but I'm just gonna continue my journey of like following my joy, doing what makes my heart happy, and I'm probably gonna meet some people along the way. But yeah, that's my focus, not mm-hmm. necessarily being like, I have to make a friend every time I go outside. Like, no. But I'm also getting more comfortable with being outside again and having more conversations and like just talking just to talk, but also not, I guess, not holding back. Like, the book Not Nice has really helped me because now I was able to actually look at the dynamics of like older friendships or even friendships that I used to have or whatever. And now moving forward, I'm like, okay, either, you know, I don't want that, or maybe this was cool or whatever, but I know that going into it, I don't have to hold anything back. Like, if we're really going to be friends, then I'm going to be myself and we're going to be friends. But if not, like, you got a problem with who I am as a person, then we're just not going to be friends, and that's okay. We can still be cordial. Like,
one thing I was just thinking about was in the middle part of the life that I've lived so far, where I was showing up as how I thought I was supposed to show up, or as whatever.
Whatever.
I ain't think my life experience was valuable enough to share or even mm-hmm. to contribute to the conversation. Mm-hmm. But now I just be like, if I got something to say, I'll sprinkle a little breezing in there, you know, tell the world how. I mean, I'm relatable. I'm a fun guy.
Yeah, I think something that helped me with that is like realizing I'm here in this conversation for a reason. Because if I wasn't supposed to be here, I absolutely would not be here. There's a bunch of conversations that ended up being moved away from me when they realized I was there. So I'm, oh, word. Okay, cool. This wasn't for me. Hey, I'm cool with it. I can sit here and just twiddle my thumbs, think about the questions of life. But if I'm there, let me just be a part of the conversation. And like, one of the things that I've been doing my best to practice is like, when I see people, like, wondering what that person is like. Like, I wonder what that person is like. I wonder what, just the, and then that usually gets me to ask more questions, especially because I'm working around people. So like, somebody will say something, and I'll be like, I wonder how they got to that. Well, I wonder what made them wear that jacket. Like, that's a nice jacket. Where'd you get it from? It's like, it just gets me more engaged with the person. So then I'm like, I'm asking different questions, and then, it gives them more opportunities to share, and then it makes me more inclined to share, and we kind of just have this, like, it's like a ping pong game. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, word. Just make sure. And then the longer the game goes, it's like the more, like, oh, we in it. We in tune. We logging in. Like, that's what it feels like. So just making sure that I'm doing that. I don't even know how I got there. But we're here now. Yeah. Adult friendships.
I think adult friendships, I really think it's a lot easier than we have been making it. I think that when we think about it, it feels like such a daunting task, but it's like, if you look at it from the childlike perspective of like, okay, well, what did I do when I was a kid that I made friends. Like, okay, I'm not necessarily in those situations anymore. I don't have somebody driving me to soccer practice, but I can do the stuff that I actually like to do, and maybe some of the people there will be cool because they like doing the stuff that I like to do. And maybe even if we're just friends at that, like this might just be my yoga buddy. Like, mm-hmm. we don't necessarily have to be friends outside of this, but like, this might only be my yoga buddy, but I know when I go to yoga class, I'm gonna see them there. And then, you know, you got a cool proximity connection. And then maybe you'll find more interest outside of that, but like, not really going into it like, I have to make friends. But it's like, all right, let me do something that I like to do. That's it. Yeah. And then see what happens.
Yeah, it's like, no, and plus, don't go into it looking to, like, with the intention of finding friends, because then you seem needy, and everybody can feel that energy on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be like, hold on, you seem like you need something. Let me, as opposed to just going up to people like, hey, you look like you're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. I like how you doing your thing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's really what it feels, at least to me, that's what it feels like. Like, when I start going into it, like, I gotta make a friend. Like, it just be feeling like I choose you. Like, it just be, it's like, it doesn't feel the same. The same way, as opposed to just being like, I like what you do. I see how you're living, or I see how engrossed you are in whatever you're doing. It maybe that reminds me of something for me. And it's like, maybe me just sharing that, like, I enjoy what you're doing, or I like what you're doing, or I like how you put clothes together, or whatever, like, or just, like, your energy is good, or whatever the thing is. It's like, it's a lot, it doesn't seem like you need something from the person. It just seems like you happen to see something that you like, and mm-hmm. I think people are attracted to that more so than you going out of your way to be like, I need you guys to connect. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, we happen to connect, that's actually fire. I don't need the connection, but I appreciate the connection.
Word, I like that. I don't need the connection, but I appreciate the connection.
Word, I like that. I don't need the connection, but I appreciate the connection.
And with that, I just want to say,
message,
comment below and let us know, what's your take on adult friendships? Do you feel like it's hard? Is it easy? Are we overcomplicating things? Let us know in the comments below. But also, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Bob, my reason 10 ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And join our Patreon. You'll be able to watch this podcast live, join in on the conversation, as well as join in on some of the other things that we have for you guys in our candid conversations. You'll be able to watch those with us. And I know I got so many things. Look in the description below. We have plenty of things going on. We have music. We have paintings. We have journals and notebooks and things. So definitely check out the links in the description. That is how you support our channel. The Patreon is how you support our channel. When you support our channel, we can actually give you higher quality and better quality. That's the same thing.
I mean, higher and better
quality. Higher and better quality content more frequently. So definitely subscribe to the Patreon. Definitely support us using the links below. And we will see you guys next time. If you guys like this episode, you are going to love whichever one is linked somewhere on the screen. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Come on.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another J.
Ah, get on my face. Ah, get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.